Bird's Eye.
Bird's Eye Frosted Boots.
Bird's Eye Frosted Boots present the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, RKO's brand new comedian, Wally Brown, and...
And in no time at all, this want you near me feeling is so new to me. Your love has done the thing no one could do to me. For the first time I know
everybody, this is Dinah, all set for another Thursday night of music and fun. And when I say fun, I can only be thinking of RKO's new funny man, who is currently co-starring in 7 Days Ashore.
Don't say it.
And here he is.
Don't say it.
Wally Brown.
He's not there.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Boy, am I thrilled. Dinah, I got my first Christmas present today.
No.
Something I've been wanting for years.
Oh, Wally, what was it?
My laundry.
Why, Wally, that's wonderful.
Yeah, you said it. Now I can take my coat off in company.
I suppose you'll have to learn how to walk in socks all over again.
Well, I'll try tonight. You know, I got an invitation to Mrs. Mossbaum's benefit party, and I was asked to bring a friend.
Oh, so you're going alone?
Now, wait a minute, Harry. Now, look. Why do you think I came here tonight? I'm going to invite the most charming, the sweetest, the loveliest, the most talented girl in the whole world. She's one of the...
Oh, Wally.
Oh, gee. You know, you said that like I was George.
You can stop there, Wally. I'll go.
Oh, swell. Let's get started.
Yeah, yeah, let's get started. Come on.
Yeah, now, wait a minute, Harry. Now, wait a minute. This is by invitation only. Besides, you look out of place. It isn't a costume party.
Well, a costume? Oh, I get. Well, you're a fine one to talk. Look at that suit you got on.
Well, what's the matter with it?
Yeah, well, it's nothing. Well, why is the coat so long?
Oh, I haven't got the pants yet.
I see. Sort of a double-breasted feature with shorts.
Well, I...
Hey, Wally, come on. Ask Harry to come. If you're nice, maybe he'll drive us.
Who? You mean he's got a car and gasoline?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Harry, of course you can come. I'll bring Dinah and you bring Ethel.
No, nothing doing. Nothing. You must think I'm the biggest fool in the world.
Oh, Harry. You're not so big.
Say, come on, Harry. Maybe Mrs. Mossbaum will let you play the piano.
Oh, no, Dinah.
Sure.
See, do you think she'll let me tickle the ivories?
Well, just make sure it isn't Mrs. Mossbaum.
Come on, fellas. We're going to be late.
Yeah, come on. Let's get the car. Pretty nice car, isn't it? boy, my fingers are just itching to get at that piano, that old concerto there.
Harry.
Harry,
Harry, Harry, that'll come later.
Hmm?
Please wipe where you're driving, please.
Yeah, hey, Harry, look at, watch. You know that cop who stands in the corner of Hollywood and Vine?
Oh, yes, I know him well.
Well, he looks very funny standing on your front bumper.
Say, how old is this automobile?
Oh, well, it isn't so old.
It may not be so old, but you better put new wicks in the lamps.
Yeah, you said it. You said it. Oh, no, no, not that again.
Wait a minute, what's that noise?
Your concerto is rattling.
Wait a minute.
Don't stop singing.
Wally, my motor died,
oh.
I think.
Oh, I think.
Let's take a look here a minute.
I'll get out with you.
Wait a minute. I'll lift the hood. Pardon me, officer. Move over a little. Let's see here.
Well, no wonder. Your distributor is distributing.
I beg your pardon.
Well, it's something. I mean, it looks like... Hey, I'll fix it. Let me fix it. Here, take this little... Then you loosen those two, you see those in there with the, and you give it a quick,
Mm-hmm. That's very good. Now what?
Then we get back in the car and wait for the bus. I guess we didn't wait long enough.
Well, here we are. No car, no bus.
No party.
And no piano playing. Gosh almighty.
What do you care? Anyway, you have to... Miss the party, we have to miss it. I mean, but I'll tell you about a party I went to. I mean, it was a surprise party for my brother.
A party?
Yeah, it was wonderful. He didn't show up. He couldn't. He got a job. That was a surprise.
Oh, wonderful.
It was a Christmas job at the post office. He's the fellow that holds his finger on the string while you tie the bow, you know. Last Christmas, he didn't take his finger out in time. We had to send him dough to get him back from Liverpool. It was nice. He's still stuck on Ellis Island. Package is still on his finger. His finger's way up.
Hey, Wally.
I mean, the whole thing,
Wally,
you don't even know what he's... You know, the thing of the poor guy's finger. I mean, it was a party. Oh, yeah, the hostess. She was a big society woman. She was wonderful. She's talking about the 400. Why, she was two of them. That's 800, isn't it? Boy, that was a lot of beef. The butcher wanted to give her points. She didn't open the door, you know. She just leaned against it. The thing was all... You couldn't... Everybody brought a little stuff. They all mixed it in there. They put it into a... And they mixed it up with a... Got a little strong after a while. Strong. I took one drink and one of my tonsils looked the other and said, "You break the glass and I'll ring the alarm." What a party. Wonderful. Everybody was so happy, you know. It was all you could
hey,
even...
Wally,
people
Wally,
had
wait,
to... Oh, yeah, sure.
How about this party tonight? Do you think we'll ever get there?
Oh, well, sure. We'll get there.
Oh,
the
sure.
Motor will start in a minute. This is a wonderful car. You know, I got it direct from the factory.
Yeah, well, you should have waited till it got to the end of the assembly line. The whole thing.
Well, I got to get the car started. I got to get at that piano that there. Oh,
that's fine. Two things just turned over. Tchaikovsky and the motor.
No, not yet! No. Thanks, Wally, but don't go away. The evening's young yet. Now, Harry, suppose you pass on to everybody the real good bit of news we all heard this week.
All right, Dinah. Indeed, I will. The good word, friends, is this. Many Bird's Eye frosted foods have been cut way down in ration points. Yes, big reductions on the finest of all frosted foods, Bird's Eye. Listen to some of them. Those wonderful New England-style Bird's Eye baked beans take only 2 green points for the full pound package. Tasty golden Bird's Eye squash takes only 2 green points. And that delicious out-of-season springtime treat, Bird's Eye rhubarb, takes just 6 green points a package. Yes, sir, the points are down on Bird's Eye, which makes them more than ever your best buy. For Bird's Eye foods are garden fresh in flavor and economical to serve. Garden fresh Bird's Eye frosted foods usually cost you less per serving than market fresh foods. And all Bird's Eye fruits and vegetables are top quality. The same high quality, flavor, and goodness you've always found in Bird's Eye foods. So for the better buy in frosted foods, the better buy for flavor and for ration points, be sure you get Bird's Eye. If it has the name Bird's Eye on the package, it's your better buy.
43, a singing song is a lot different from 17 and 18. Back then, it was goodbye Broadway and pack up your troubles and Tipperary. Today, the infantry's swinging it, and the Air Corps comes in on a boogie beat. But the hopes and fears and dreams are the same. A boy still waits for the transport and searches for a way to comfort the girl he's leaving behind. Since it's 1943, he comes up with something modern, like this. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your daddy's off to the seven seas. Bye, 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 baby. Oh, don't cry, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Daddy's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Oh, don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your daddy's off to the seven seas. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, shoo, baby. Your daddy's off to the seven seas. With the girls of 43, things are different, too. They're wearing the blue of the Navy and the khaki of the Army, and there's many a makeup kit tucked away in the lunch pails of the nation's war plants. It's the modern girl's answer to the question, when will he come home again? Sometimes that question, with its hopes and fears, finds expression in poignant music running back and forth at the girl's heart. How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are covered with you? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? If I ever loved you, how much would I cry? How high is the sky? How deep is the ocean? How high the for our regular visit with our old friends William and Mary, played by Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young. As we join them this evening, we find Will returning from the doctor, where he has been consulting him about a sprained ankle. It's the middle of the morning in William and Mary's charmingly furnished living room, presenting Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young as William and Mary.
Mary, I'm back.
Oh, Willie, darling, let me help you.
Oh, it's all right. I can manage with these crutches.
What did the doctor say about your sprained ankle?
He said it was sprained.
Oh, isn't modern medicine wonderful? What did he say to do?
He said to stay off it. punched if I could stay for one moment on it.
Come into the living room, darling. Let me make you comfortable. Easy. Don't slip on that Persian rug. Be careful. Oh!
Oh!
Oh, Will, what a terrible spill. Did you hurt yourself?
I think I've sprained something else.
Oh, you poor darling. But it really doesn't matter. You were going to have to walk on crutches anyway.
Mary, crutches are positively no help for what I landed on.
I'm so sorry, darling. Here, let me help you up. There you are. Just stretch yourself out on the sofa.
I'll need some very soft pillows.
These are very soft here. Try lying down.
Oh, Mary, this wouldn't have happened if you hadn't suddenly placed that small rug on the hardwood floor.
Well, that rug's been there ever since we were married. It's our Persian scatter rug.
It's well named. It scatters people. this is more like it.
I've got everything arranged for you, Will. Here's the paper and your pipe and Flavella's making you a special souffle for lunch. And here's the radio where you can reach it.
Thank you. You're really a treasure, Mary.
So are you. That's why I like taking care of you. While you were at the doctor's, I did everything you asked me to.
That's wonderful, dear. Did you phone the office?
Oh, gosh, darling. That's the one thing I forgot to do.
Well, I asked you to tell them I couldn't get in today.
Oh, I'm sorry, Angel. But when you don't show up, they'll know that. Want me to call them up and tell them you're not there?
No. Did you remember the things I told you to tell Jim Robinson?
Oh, yes, dear. Every single thing.
What did he say?
What did he say?
That's what I said. What did he say?
Well, you see, darling, I remember everything you wanted me to tell him.
Yes?
But I forgot to call him.
What about the other things I asked you to do?
I can't think for the moment. But I did them all, I know.
You don't know what they were, but you did them all, you know. Did you get my suit from the tailor?
Now, Willie, that's the one thing I did remember.
Then you got it all right.
No, darling, I purposely didn't get it.
Oh, but Mary...
If you'll just let me explain, Will, I couldn't get it because I never sent it.
Never sent it, but you knew how bad it needed pressing?
So I gave it to Flavella to press.
But Flavella's a cook. What does she know about pressing suits?
Nothing. I thought it high time she learned.
Here I lie helpless with a sprained ankle and whatnot. But a little thing like getting a suit pressed...
But, darling, with a sprained ankle and whatnot, you won't need the suit.
Mary, somewhere there's a country where a man has the right to murder his wife.
You considering moving there?
Well... They say it's lovely, all palm trees and monkeys.
Then, of course, you won't need a suit there. How do you feel? You look as if you had a headache, have you?
No, darling, the reverse. Mary, one small and final request I made before leaving for the doctor's. I asked you to go down and look at the oil burner.
That I did. I did go down and look at the oil burner.
Honestly?
Honestly. I honestly went down and honestly looked at the oil burner.
What was it doing?
It was burning.
But was it okay?
How should I know? You're the one who always tends to it. I merely did what you asked me to do. I looked at it.
And?
It looked right back at me.
Did you trip it?
Trip it? No, it darn near tripped me.
Mary, this is a serious matter. Did you kick it over?
Kick it over? What, that great big furnace?
Did you look at the water gauge?
The water gauge?
The thing that tells the amount of water.
Why, I thought it was an oil burner. I didn't know it had water in it, too.
Where do you think we get hot water for washing?
Well, we get it from the faucet.
And the boiler, which is attached to the furnace. There's a small gauge at one side which...
Oh, that! Now I know what you mean. I thought that was a thermometer.
A thermometer?
Yes, to tell you how hot the furnace is.
Mary, it's a plain glass tube with water in it. A child of 6 would know it wasn't a thermometer.
There wasn't a child of 6 around to tell me.
Unless the water's at the right level, the mark in the middle, the boiler's liable to blow up.
Mercy.
You better go right down and look at it.
Have it blow up in my face? Then we won't have to move to that country where a man can murder his wife, is that it?
It won't blow up.
But you just said...
If the water's low, simply turn the little wheel on the pipe until the water in the tube gets to the mark.
Mm-mm. Something will happen. It always does whenever I go near anything mechanical. They know I don't like them.
I suppose you want me to struggle down there in my delicate condition.
And get blown up, indeed. No, we'll send Flavella.
And blow her up?
Flavella's tough. She won't blow up so easily.
Come on now, Mary. Stop fooling and go on down. There's a war on.
What's that got to do with the boiler?
It's no time for American womanhood to show weakness.
Very well. I'll go down to the cellar. Shall I sing the Marine hymn as I go? From the walls of Montezuma.
Don't triple it down those stairs.
When that blow up.
Are you all right? What happened? Mary, you're not blown up, are you? Answer me.
No, dear, I haven't blown up, but I tripped in.
Oh, good Lord, you didn't sprain your ankle, did you? Did I throw down the crutches?
No, I don't need the crutches, Will. But can you spare me one of those soft pillows?
And now we return you to Dinah Shore in Hollywood.
William and Mary, I certainly hope the doctor will fix you both up so you'll be around again next week.
You know, I wish I could send them my doctor, Dinah. He's a wonderful guy. I've been practicing medicine for 25 years.
You know, I had a swell doctor, too, Harry. He was a chiropodist. I had to give him up, though. He was too corny. My corns were all over the... They were awful. I mean, I tried everything for my corns. I even tried, cornflakes. It didn't help any. I finally got some eyewash for them. I tried that. The only thing now, every time I take off my shoe, my big toe winks at me. It's funny.
No.
I had another doctor once. He was a midget. I had to eat a crab apple a day to keep him away. It was funny.
Oh,
he was all that you couldn't even...
You probably didn't pay your bill, and it left him a little short.
I saw an accident yesterday. An automobile came along and hit this fellow right on the... He was under the... I run over. I said, you could see him. I looked under the car. I says, what's your name? I mean, are you married? And he says, no, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. But the doctor was nice, though. He was a swell guy. He came over and he says,
let me see. Well, my doctor's a swell fellow, too. I love to talk with him. He tells me about the things he's taken out, Wally, and they're amazing.
Well,
they are amazing.
Couldn't be any more amazing than some of the things you've taken out. I mean, I sort of... I was thinking, why, they're gruesome. I mean,
you've got me wrong here,
have
Wally.
I? Oh.
Yeah, just the other day, my doctor and I were walking out in the country, and we were talking about something very near and dear to my heart.
Oh, you mean arteries?
No, beans.
What? Beans?
Yes, what beans? Bird's Eye oven baked beans.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah.
You see, my doctor was very interested because Bird's Eye baked beans make such a swell meat substitute.
Yes.
So nutritious and so high in protein value, you know.
I'll bet your doctor was all ears, wasn't he?
Well, he always looks that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. A colloquial thing, yes.
Yes.
Well, anyway, when I told him how wonderful Bird's Eye baked beans taste, why Bird's Eye are different from other baked beans, he was really interested. You know, Bird's Eye baked beans are small, tender beans, cooked New England style in brick ovens,
sure,
simmered with savory pork and rich, sweet molasses. And the moment they're done just right, they're packaged and quick frozen, so that all that grand oven-fresh goodness is sealed right in until they reach the table. And, Wally, you should have seen the doc's eyes pop out when I told him what a swell point bargain Bird's Eye baked beans are. Why, Doc, I told him, Bird's Eye oven-baked beans only take 2 green points for the full pound package. And was he overjoyed. He thought they were higher in points than that, you know.
Oh, he got you with your points down, didn't he? I mean, he got you with the...
Yes, you want to put it that way. And when I told him that all you do to serve Bird's Eye baked beans is to heat them up, he started running as fast as he could toward the city to get some, and then something awful happened.
What, Harry?
Well, the doc was running lickety-splitsy, and I hollered after him, be sure you get Bird's Eye. Be sure you get Bird's Eye. You like Bird's Eye better than any other baked beans you ever had, better than the kind you make at home, better than the kind you're accustomed to buying. Just look for the name Bird's Eye. And, Wally, just as I said Bird's Eye, the doctor tripped and fell into a well.
Fell into a well?
Hmm.
Serves him right.
What do you mean it served him right?
Well, he should have been attending to the sick and left the well alone.
Our deepest thoughts of love and honor and faith do not easily translate into words. And so music has become the language of the heart. One melody can be a prayer, a single note of benediction. But then the sun, though great and warm, is wordless too. And the beauty of the silver moon shining on a lake at midnight is wordless. and little rainbows that filter through a cathedral's mosaic windows on Sunday morning are wordless. So, too, is a blue-eyed baby girl whose world is a crib and a rattle and a bottle of warm milk. Wordless, but like music, speaking the language of a mother's heart. Lullaby and good night, thy mother's delight, with roses o'erspread, is babies we bear. Lay thee down, thou unrest, may thy slumber be blessed. Lay thee down, may thy slumber be blessed. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop, when the wind when the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come, baby, cradle and all. May the dawn know and pray, may thy slumber be lay thee down.
Remember that old slogan, 54-40 a fight? That was 54 degrees longitude, but we're talking about 65 degrees, the fighting temperature. Uncle Sam asks that you keep your house at 65 degrees this winter, and you'll be making fuel fight for the family. No fooling, folks. Uncle Sam's short on the big three of war industry: coal, gas, and oil, so don't waste them. Follow the kids around and turn off the electric light that nobody's using. It saves the coal that generates the juice. Don't heat up the house to the boiling point, then open the front door to melt the snowbanks. Keep the heat in and your shirt on, and maybe a sweater, too. Remember, 65 degrees is a healthful temperature, and remember, too, foxholes are not steam heated. So save heat and help pour the heat on the axes. This is Dinah checking out for the night. See you around next Thursday. Good night, everybody.
Well, there's absolutely no comparison between Birdseye oven-baked beans and other baked beans you can buy, quick frozen or otherwise. Birdseye baked beans are oven fresh, cooked with pork and molasses, and guaranteed the best beans you ever tasted or your money back. Buy a couple of packages of delicious Birdseye baked beans. Use one for Saturday night supper and keep the other in the freezing compartment of your refrigerator for a real old-fashioned treat for unexpected guests who might drop in during the week. Yes, for the better buy in baked beans, better buy Birdseye. Next Thursday, Birdseye Frosted Foods will again bring you the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner, Roland Young, Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, and the Joseph Lilly Singers. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.